VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. American border guards fired tear gas into Mexico during the first hours of the new year to repel about 150 migrants who were trying to breach the border fence in Tijuana. An Associated Press photographer witnessed at least three volleys of tear gas launched onto the Mexican side of the border near Tijuana's beach early Tuesday. It affected the migrants, including women and children, as well as members of the press. Migrants who spoke with AP said they arrived last month with a caravan from Honduras. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says in a statement that the gas was aimed at rock throwers on the Mexican side who had prevented agents from helping children who were being passed over the concertina wire. The agency says 25 migrants were detained. No comment so far from the U.S. government on the arrest by Russia's security service of a 48-year-old retired American Marine, Paul Whelan. Russia says it detained Whelan in Moscow for spying on December 28th. Associated Press correspondent Lynn Berry reports that Whelan works in the security field.
Paul Whelan is a former U.S. Marine. According to his brother, he did multiple tours in Iraq. He now works for a Michigan auto parts supplier as the director for global security. The company is called BorgWarner, and a spokeswoman for the company says that Paul Whelan is responsible for overseeing security at the facilities, not only in Michigan, but at the company's locations around the world.
David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a meeting. He says his family is deeply concerned for his safety. And on Twitter, David Whelan said his brother's innocence is undoubted, and he trusts that his rights will be respected. This is VOA News.